hope against hope. Of course, I was suspended from school after I smashed Mr. P in the face, even though it was a complete accident. Okay, so it wasn't exactly an accident. After all, I wanted to hit something when I threw that ancient book, but I didn't want to hit somebody. And I certainly didn't plan on breaking the nose of a mafioso math teacher. That's the first time you've ever hit anything you aimed at, my big sister said. We are so disappointed, my mother said. We are so disappointed in you, my father said. My grandmother just sat in her rocking chair and cried and cried. I was ashamed. I'd never really been in trouble before. A week into my suspension, I was sitting on our front porch, thinking about stuff, contemplating. When old Mr. P walked up our driveway, he had a big bandage on his face. I'm sorry about your face, I said. I'm sorry they suspended you, he said. I hope you know that wasn't my idea. After I smashed him in the face, I figured Mr. P wanted to hire a hitman. Well, maybe that's taking it too far. Mr. P didn't want me dead, but I don't think he would have minded if I'd been the only survivor of a plane that crashed into the Pacific Ocean. At the very least, I thought they were going to send me to jail. Can I sit down with you? Mr. P asked. You bet, I said. I was nervous. Why was he being so friendly? Was he planning a sneak attack on me? Maybe he was going to smash me in the nose with a calculus book. But the old guy just sat in peaceful silence for a long time. I didn't know what to do or say, so I just sat as quietly as he did. That silence got so big and real that it felt like three people sat on the porch. Do you know why you hit me with that book? Mr. P finally asked. It was a trick question. I knew I needed to answer correctly or he'd be mad. I hit you because I'm stupid. You're not stupid. Wrong answer. Shoot. I tried again. I didn't mean to hit you, I said. I was aiming for the wall. Were you really aiming for the wall? Dang it. He was like interrogating me. I was starting to get upset. No, I said. I wasn't aiming for anything, really. Well, I was planning on hitting something, you know, like the wall or a desk or the chalkboard. Something dead, you know, not something alive. Alive like me? Or like a plant? Mr. P had three plants in his classroom. He talked to those green things more often than he talked to us.